Our first set of 12 minutes in the book. No score up on the board between Toms River North and Lacey. Our game tonight, powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluka, your broadcast crew here tonight. Kevin enjoying the rain up in Piscataway for Rutgers and Penn State, which is yet to kick off. That's an 8 o'clock start up in Middlesex County as the Scarlet Knight making their Big Ten debut. Kevin among those decked in blue, cheering on Penn State. The guys in blue here, Toms River North, on the move. They have it second down and five as we get back to work here in the second quarter. Husney off the right side, breaks a couple tackles. Again, we'll have a first down. Again, good yardage. And it seems like, Ed, every time Toms River North stays between the tackles, they get 6, 7, 8 yards at a clip.
Yeah, that's where the yardage has been, tackle to tackle, whether it be Moore or Husney, and both running very hard right now. They're in good shape here to get on the board first.
Watts in motion. There's a movement procedure penalty that will back Toms River North up five. And here's kind of where their drive stalled the first time.
False start, Mariners.
Kicked themselves in the foot a couple of times on what was a decent-looking drive the first time around. They'll get backed up here and make it first and 15. Ball set here at the 20-yard line, just inside the 20, on first and 15. Husney, quarterback draw again. This time he'll try the right side. Bounce it to the outside. Get to the sideline, down inside the 10, inside the 5. He's going to have enough for a first down. It'll be first and goal from inside the 5, close to the 3-yard line. Husney, just a sophomore, very quick first step.
Yeah, well, that experience he got, you know, and got beat up last year as a young freshman, paying off right now as Lacey will use. No, the Mariners will call a timeout right here.
Timeout. We will keep it here. Tell you that tonight's game brought to you and presented by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's subs help nourish, help flourish. A sub above on the scoreboard today, by the way. Bunch of games. Manalapan 41, Marlboro nothing. Monmouth Regional in a thriller. Comes back to knock off Holmdel 39-37. Brick over Brick Memorial 42-0. It was Shore Regional topping Keyport 21-6. Modern Day Prep handles Keensburg 42-6, and Lakewood with a 22-7 win over Central Regional. So our game here, the last one of the weekend. Both teams with kind of surprising seasons a year ago. Dave Ozerwitz, who took over the program, 1-9 in his first year, trying to get off to a quick start here. That A-South schedule usually treacherous for both teams. So any one of those 50-50 games, which I would say going in, this would be considered one of those. You've got to try and figure out a way to grab it when you can. First and goal after the timeout from the 3. Watts will motion. Here's the give to Moore up the middle. He's stuck down at the 2-yard line, a gain of 1. Host of Lions.
They're going to go quick here.
Involved in on the tackle, Tariq Smith leading the charge.
Called two plays in the huddle during that timeout.
And gets right back to the line here. Husney does. Again, Watts will motion. This time Husney will call his own number. He is stacked up at the 1, but bounces in for the touchdown. 2-yard score for Mike Husney and Toms River North. The first on the board here at the 10:49 mark of the second quarter, leading 6-0.
Well, the yak in effect tonight. Yards after contact. Big time for the Mariners tonight. Both Moore and Husney getting hit, that time in the backfield, but keeping his legs moving, gets the 2-yard touchdown.
Kyle Beha on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. It is straight through the uprights and good. Toms River North 7, Lacey nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Zach Collins back in the studios tonight. Brad Burascano here, assisting us as always on our on-site engineer. Ed Sarluka, Matt Harmon on the Shore Sports Network tonight, broadcasting at 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. Download the Radio Pup app to follow us on your mobile device. End-over-end kick here from Tom Zivernorth, settling in and taking it. Lacy at the 20-yard line, out to the 25, getting down to the 30-yard line, and then spun backwards at the 28. Let's see where they give forward progress. Connor Wilson running that one out. Ball will be set at the 29-yard line. Go ahead, Ed.
I was just going to say, we mentioned Mariners' 1-9 record. That last that one win came the last game they played in the consolation round of the state tournament, you know, when you get that extra game down at Egg Harbor Township. So tough season for the Mariners, but playing those young kids look like it has paid off, as they have dominated this one so far and lead it 7-0.
Blackwell and Bocchini this time up to the far side of the formation, the offensive left. Option to the left side for Davies. He will pitch it to the far side for Sayer. And Sayer able to get good yardage on first down. Ball will be spotted at the 37. About 2.5 shy of a first down. Ed, if you're on the north sideline,
I am
looking for number 50, who's been doing the kickoffs. We do not have that on our roster.
I will find out for you.
One of the more successful plays for the Lions, certainly on first down, opens the playbook up here for Corey Davies, the offensive coordinator. He can go second and short. That is easy to work with, and it looks like some miscommunication between coach and son here is Connor looking to the sideline and not getting the play call in. So the Lions will use a timeout. We will keep it here with 9:57 to go in the second quarter. It is Tom Zivernorth leading by a score of 7-0.
Matt, number 50, Alejandro Imperial. The tag for you, huh?
Okay, 91 on our roster, okay, but I'll change him to 50.
Exactly. Alejandro Imperial. He came from one of the coaches, so pretty accurate.
You have Alejandro on the roster. I have Alessandro. Should I? I think maybe I'll use the roster for that one. That sounds like a coach mistake, if anything.
Yeah, he told me Alejandro.
Okay. I appreciate that, Ed.
In the song.
We'll make the number change. Second and a long two coming here for the Lions after the timeout. They've got it figured out. This is the second of our doubleheader weekend. Last night we saw Jackson Memorial in an extremely impressive performance. Roll over their crosstown rival, Jackson Liberty, 50-16. Go through the Friday night scores in just a second. Wilson in motion, single back is Sayer. He'll get it off tackle to the left side, and he is tripped up before he can get to the first down mark. About a pickup of one. Third and one. Middletown North with a 40-0 win over Perth Amboy. South Brunswick beat Middletown South 36-24. Tom Server South 40. Donovan Catholic 7. Howe beat Colts Neck 20-16. Point Burrow 17. Pineland 6. Barnegat over Manchester 26-7. Point Beach 15 and Asbury Park 12. Red Bank beat Wall 21-14. RBC over Long Branch 42-7. Neptune 30. Ocean 27. Third down about a half of a yard. Davies will try the quarterback sneak. Forward progress will get him to the 40-yard line. That's all he needed to get to for the first down. Southern beat Tom Zerber East 21-14. St. John Vianney 31. Mattawan 10. Raritan over Manasquan 41-34, and Freehold beat Freehold Township by a score of 29-7. And halftime, we'll go through those scores in a little bit more detail.
Matt, by the way, it is Alessandro, and the nickname, I even got his nickname, okay? Chief.
The Chief.
And he said he likes to be called the Chief.
Well, if you're going to have a nickname, you might as well use it. First and 10, just inside of 9 minutes to go in the first half. Davies will run option this time to the right. Stop, try to reverse field. Didn't have anywhere to go and ran right into Kristen Lynch, who will take him down for about a 3-yard loss to make it second and 13.
can't help but believe that this game on a regular grass field would be very, very sloppy, and there'd be guys sliding all over the place. I haven't seen anybody slip yet on this turf. It's like playing in your living room on the carpet. But, you know, this is the advantage of playing on synthetic turf.
Second and 13. Davies will go back to the shotgun. Sayer off to his left. He's got two receivers either side. Five into the pattern. Hanging in the pocket. Throwing over the middle. Has a target. And the catch is made at the Lion 45-yard line. Hauled in by number 10, Sean Callahan.
Just a nice little in pattern and a straight drop back by Connor Davies, and he put that one right on the money. Nice spiral in this ring.
Lacey taking their time within the huddle. Working down towards the 7 1/4 mark in this second period. Four wide again. Sayer bouncing off to the left. Davies wanting to roll left. Stopping, throwing at the hash mark, going to the 40-yard line. That catch will be dropped. It was right there in the hand. Same man, Callahan, who cannot hang on to it there. Now on fourth down, the Lions will have to punt it away.
Well, Callahan wears number 10. That one that pass from Connor Davies hit him between the 1 and the 0. Just couldn't hold on to it. Would have easily been a first down and a 20-yard gain. Instead, the Lions got to punt it away.
Davies looking to get a good charge into this one. Back deep, Darian Carrington. A lot of late movement here for Toms of North. They stand all their guys up. No rush. Davies with a high wobbly kick. Carrington will call for a fair catch and then get hit. Well, you just can't make a play like that. Chris Spatz just didn't slow up. He tried to. He didn't deliver a hard hit, but once that arm goes up and a fair catch is called for, Ed, you have got to just get away.
Yeah, it was definitely no problem with the fair catch signal. Spatz just, you know, zoned out right there. I'm not sure if that's 5 or 15. You don't see that one called too often. Let's make it 15. It's a personal foul. So what would have been poor field position, you know, just outside the 20, now puts it on the 38-yard line. A lot better field position for the Mariners to start this drive. They lead it 7-0. 6:55 left in this first half. Quick moving first half, and I just put the hex on it, right, Matt?
Let's hope not. Here's the inside carry this time for Parker Day. He'll get a yard just over the line of scrimmage to the 39-yard line. Make it 2nd and 9.
I like the hurry-up offense by the Mariners, not allowing Lacey to make too many calls. Coaches yelling from the sideline. Hard to get change of personnel.
Day again. This time we'll try outside the tackle box. Going to the right. Down the far sideline. 30, 25. He is tripped up on the backside. Touchdown saving tackle by Chase Stevenson. But an electric run from Parker Day. 5'9 sophomore. Another one of those young guys for Toms River North.
Well, you know, not only are they dominating this half, but the Mariners are really into this game. Coaches, players, of course, when you are dominating, it's easy to be into the game, but a lot of excitement on the Mariners' sidelines, Matt.
First and 10, and the give this time is Husney, who will hang on to it. Run off to the offensive right, get a couple. Down to the 21, Ed.
I was just going to say, my roster is completely obliterated with this rain and ink and everything. What do they list Husney at?
5'9", 160.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't think he's that big, and he runs hard, though.
This time it's Moore trying to bounce things to the outside. He'll work his way down inside the 15-yard line, be close to a first down, which is at the 13. Looks like he's going to be just a little bit short. Next week, we'll see the other schools from Toms River. Toms River East will play at Toms River South. That's our game of the week on Friday, September 19th. Be sure to join us on Thursday night from the Water Street Grill. Moore this time will slip as he tries to get going. He'll have enough for the first down, but could have had some more.
Yeah, that's the first slip I've seen tonight as Moore tried to start it left, try to cut back to the right. Had some yardage in there.
This is a good opportunity, Ed, for Toms River North not to certainly end the game with a whole half left, but continue what's been a pretty impressive first-half performance, especially offensively.
I agree, Matt. It is, and they've got to put another nail into it right here and get at least three out of this drive. They will make the first down.
Husney will keep it on what was fourth and short. Now first and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line. New package comes in four times over North. Tommy Donovan, the H-back, returns. It'll be Jordan Craig to stand up as a receiver left. Watts in motion. The give this time is to Parker Day again, and he is picked up and then slammed down. Hard tackle by number 53, Jake Post. Inside linebacker. That kind of drew the ire of the North coaches and fans, but
it's not
an illegal tackle.
And players, Matt, a lot of pushing and shoving after that one as the Mariners try to protect their running back, and Lacey came right back at the Mariners after a couple of pushes there.
I mean, maybe not necessary, but far from illegal, Ed.
I'll get a clarification from the officials. I don't know how legal it was. He picked him up and body slammed him.
Second down and 11 after the one-yard loss. Husney will keep it and get back to the original line of scrimmage a shade over, so it'll be third and 9. I'd be interested to hear that interpretation.
Yeah, I would too. As an old defensive coach, I loved it. I mean, you teach aggressiveness, and that certainly was. And all that weight room during the offseason certainly helped that time, as he did pick him up and body slammed him.
Moore the single back with Husney. Man in motion is Watts. Husney wanting to throw into the end zone, and it's out of the reach of Darian Carrington. And now on fourth down and 9, the field goal team will come on for Toms River North.
Number 37, Kyle Beha, out for the field goal attempt.
Boom, the extra point before, so this shouldn't be a problem, although it is on the left hash. He'll kick it from the 17-yard line, so a 27-yarder. Certainly has the foot.
Beha, a sophomore. Nothing but a kicker on the roster, kicker punter. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. It is wobbling off to the left and not through.
Well, the hash mark killed him. The angle killed him.
Ed, fair to say here, I think not domination, but good performance from Toms River North. The one negative, they have left a lot of points on the board here in this first half.
At least two scores, exactly. I agree, Matt, and that's what Lacey's got to take into the locker room if this stays like it is right now at 7-0. Got to consider themselves pretty lucky to only be down 7. Lacey has not done too much offensively, that's for sure. And, of course, on the missed field goal, the ball goes back to the 20-yard line. It's just like a punt through the end zone.
2:52 to go in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, Toms River North on the board with a score early in the second quarter. 2-yard touchdown run from Mike Husney, the sophomore quarterback. Mariners have dominated the field of play, but only up by one score on the board. Wilson in motion across the formation from right to left. A little counter play back to the right side for George Sayer. And not much to work with there. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Second and 10 coming up. Sayer, a guy who was a major contributor to this team a year ago. And as you looked, Ed, for the first time in a long time, not a lot of familiar names.
No, exactly. He's got to really basically carry the load now. I mean, Davies did play when Kelly was hurt last year. However, he's basically fairly inexperienced. Sayre does have some experience, but last year it was Christian Tatella, at the running back, and Tom Kelly throwing the ball. I mean, at the receiving spot, and Kelly throwing.
Davies running for his life, lets it go down the near side. Hash mark, he's got a man open, and the catch is made. And guess who it is? George Sayre to come up with it. Sayre keeps the play alive, but credit Connor Davies with his feet just stretching that play out. And with 1:57 to go, the chains will be reset, and the Lions have some life.
Well, Khalib Lewis just got turned around, Matt, and lost sight of where the ball was. It was a wobbly duck as Davies was running for his life. Sayre came back to the ball, and Lewis just got turned around and lost sight of it. Big play for the Lions.
Also checking himself out of the game via the coaches, Lewis has. Three-man front here for Toms River North. They rush three, drop eight. Davies again flush from the pocket. This time will tuck it and run, come to the near side, and then get dragged down out of bounds from Cole Labatch, the nose man. It'll be a first down as Davies gets into Mariner territory, and the ball will be spotted at the Toms River North 40-yard line. And I want to say it's the first time Lacey's been in Mariner territory all night. Does that sound right?
And the first time they've shown a little life, they started at the 20. They moved the ball 40 yards in just under 30 seconds. So that's how quick a game can turn around after the missed field goal. They got a little life, and now they are driving it.
First and 10. Four wide receiver set. Two off to the left, two back to the right for Davies. He gets the snap. Has time, steps up in the pocket well. We'll tuck it and run again and then slide down. They'll spot the football, the referees will, at the north 36-yard line. Time winding here as well. 75 seconds to go in this first half. Davies gets the play call from the sideline, delivers it to the rest of the offense, sets things up and looks to go quickly. Ball on the right hash mark. Again, two receivers either way. Again, a three-man rush from Toms River North. And again, Davies finding a target down the middle part of the field. This time the catch is to Sean Callalane.
They do have timeouts left, but they are rushing here. They're going to save those timeouts.
Inside now with a minute to go. Sayre to the right of Davies. Clearly the best drive of the night for Lacey. Davies in trouble and will get sacked. And now the Lions will have to use one of those timeouts. And the clock stops with 41 seconds to go in this first half. We'll step out real quick as well. 30-second break. It's Toms River North 7, Lacey nothing. We're back to wrap up the first half after this quick pause. The Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River, a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name. After the sack and the timeout, ball back to the Toms River North 32-yard line where it'll be second and long. Lacey trying to figure out a way on the scoreboard. They trail at 7-0 right now.
The rain has just about stopped, Matt. Also, just a very slight little mist coming down now. So, big play for Lacey here as they try to convert the second and long. Got to pick up at least half of it right now.
Here's Davies looking to go to work. Four into the pattern. Fake bubble screen. Davies rolling, throws one up down near the 10-yard line. And it goes through the hands of Callalane. And it will set up a third down and 16 for the Lions.
Well, they try to go home run there and downfield to the 5-yard line. Didn't think they had to go that deep. Try to pick up. You're in four down territory right here. Pick up chunks. Now they got to come up with a big play here.
34 seconds to go in the first half.
Mariners with four deep right here. Everybody takes about a step back.
Davies gets it. Five-man rush this time. Davies throws one up for grabs. Callalane is there. He'll make the catch. At the 5-yard line, keep going, try to stretch out towards the pylon, and in for the score!
Great effort.
Unbelievable effort from Sean Cowellane, the 6 foot senior. The ball caught at the five. He dragged his defender just enough to nick the pylon, and that's all you have to do to break the plane. How about that?
Yeah, tremendous effort by Callahan. I mean, he was stopped on about the four-yard line, broke a tackle, had two guys wrapped around his waist, reached out. All you got to do is touch the pylon, and that's what he did. And Lacey looks to tie this one up.
Who would have thought that the way this game has gone, Lacey would be an extra point away from tying it up? That's what happens when you leave points on the board.
Yep.
Pat Davis on for the extra point out of the hold of Davies. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It is through the uprights. 7-7, our score. We're out for 30 seconds. Back right after this with more Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon and Zarluka back here. Just a couple of ticks left on the clock in the second quarter. 22 to be exact. Lacey has tied it up here at 7 with Tom Ziver North, as Davis will get set to kick off. He just tied the score with the extra point. And the Mariners, despite, I would think, dominating just about every offensive category that you could, except on the scoreboard. Ball spotted in the middle of the field, right at the 40-yard line for Davis, who will approach, right-footed kicker. Hits this one, kind of a squib kick, makes the second line, handled there by Tom Ziver North. And they will work it to the 41-yard line. Was picked up by number 8, Calvin Jackson.
Almost like a half onside kick there. He tried to bounce it and never got past the first line. So the Mariners with pretty good field position, but only 16 seconds left. Don't look for them to do anything here. Maybe hand it off to Moore, see if he could break one.
Moore will stay in as the single back. Day in motion. It will be Moore. He is looking to break something, and with an opportunity here. Bounces off the tackle, gets into Lacey territory. Picked up about 18 yards that time through the middle, then off the right side.
Mariners will use a timeout here, Matt, with 8 seconds to go. Hey, why not give it a try?
Well, now it would kind of make sense if you wanted to throw something down the field, right?
Yes, exactly. And they probably will.
Good run from Asante Moore. I've been impressed with him, Ed. Rarely goes down on first contact. 5'10", 215 pounds. That's pretty big for a high school tailback.
Yeah, he looks bigger than 5'10", also, Matt. You know, and he just plays big and strong. And you're right, the yards after contact have been tremendous by him and Husney, as I said before. And that time breaking quite a few tackles that time and pick up a big gain to give the Mariners maybe one shot at the end zone, maybe two.
Mariners coming back on. We'll grab one of the coaches running off here at halftime for just a quick word.
Yeah, we'll get Dave Ozowitz as he leaves the field here. Coach Versillo up in the booth.
Husney wanting to throw, stepping up in the pocket, eluding the rush, lets it go, down into the end zone. He's got a man open, it is caught, Jordan Craig. No time left on the clock. Husney threw it about an inch before he was going to break the line of scrimmage. And the Mariners with some late half heroics to wind down the first.
Wow, unbelievable. Fireworks in the last 2 minutes here by both teams.
Boy, if you're Lacey, you say, how do we let a guy get behind us like that?
Well, the first thing they did wrong, I thought, was with the kickoff. They gave him the ball on the 45-yard line with that little half onside kick.
Beha for the extra point. Pushes that one to the right. No good. That'll take us to the end of the first half. We'll wait for Ed to grab Dave Ozowitz on the way out. But pretty impressive way for the half to wind down. That a 35-yard touchdown pass. Ed.
Coach, a lot of fireworks in the last 2 minutes there. I thought you dominated the first half. You left some points on the board, though.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're just not executing at the level that we expected offensively. Defensively playing great. They threw two balls up. You know, the kids were to play for the ball better than our kids. I'll tip our cap to them. But we got to keep playing. We got to win the war in the trenches. Right now, Lacey's doing a great job of really holding the point of attack. All right, we're hoping to wear them down. All right, and hopefully that it goes our way in the third and fourth quarter. Good luck, Coach.
Dave Ozerwitz, the second-year head coach, has to be happy with at least the way his team came out and performed. You know, maybe same thing that our thought process has been, leaving a couple points on the board, but a good way, Ed, for them to go off in that first half with a long touchdown pass.
I would say it's a real good way to go off. You know, they look tough. I mean, the Mariners have come to play, and that certainly will get them back into the game, whereas if they had gone in 7-7, you know, it's a different type of ball game. Makes your halftime speeches a little bit better, man.
Yeah, it'll make it different, certainly, for both of those teams. We'll step out here. Let's take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll go through scores a little bit more from around the weekend, from yesterday and today. We'll do our halftime interview as well. It is halftime here at Tom Jumper High School North, where the Mariners lead the Lions by a score of 13-7. We're out for 3 minutes, back right after this with our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.